Let's catch up with the DNR's UP field deputy again this week. Stacy Hoy, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Pretty excited. Full swing hunting season mode. That's kind of where things are at. Bear season's been open for a while. Early teal, goose, now regular waterfowl opens up this coming weekend. And deer season as well, October 1st. I mean, it's that time of year, so I'm pretty excited. I know there's lots to talk about, but can we start with the shooting range first, just to celebrate it just a little bit more, and maybe you could explain where we're at with that.
Yes, it's worth celebrating, and thanks again, Adam, for all your support and, you know, giving the updates and just making sure that we're letting people know where things were at. But we're thrilled that we're going to be able to move forward on the first UP public DNR range. We've got many downstate, and so this is just going to, I think, be a beautiful facility. It's going to be state-of-the-art, not only for lead containment, you know, meets all of those requirements. It's fully sound engineered, and it's going to be just a safe environment where people can go and practice and learn. You know, safety is really going to be key here, and we're looking forward to continuing to work with the community as we get all those final designs ready, and hopefully by this time next year, we'll be cutting a ribbon on that range.
Oh, I can't wait to see that happen. Last time we spoke, and I don't even know if this was an on-air conversation, but you were considering taking volunteers to help just clean up trash in the area. Are you in need of that yet?
Yeah, we still don't have a specific date and time, but if you are interested, you can call Christy Dahlstrom at our Marquette office at 226-1331. That was 226-1331, and that's her direct line. And we're just getting a list together for the location where it's very near to where the range will be developed, but where people had been actively shooting. So we want to just kind of get some of that surface debris. You know, there's been kind of some trash dumping and things like that. So we want to kind of get that area ready so that we're ready to go when the construction season can start.
Awesome. I'm really excited about this shooting range. It's been a long time coming. And again, I don't think folks realize how many thousands of hours over the last, how many years have you been working on it?
Well, 8 for sure.
8 years.
The plans, 8 years. But we have the plans in place going back to 1993. So it's definitely been a long journey. But, you know, as we've talked about before, you know, this range could have been developed in the first few years, but I don't think it would have been the best location. And I think we would have still had the issue in that same area where people are going to shoot. And the reality is, you know, it's close to the population base. You can get there rather quickly, and the topography lends itself to a great place to shoot. So it just took a long time to get through the process to lock everything in for that particular location. But I think in the end, it's going to be well worth it.
All right, Stacy Hoy from the DNR, UP Field Deputy. Let's move on to hunter safety courses this year. Obviously a strange year. Can you tell us a little bit of insight about how folks can get their hunter safety certification?
Yeah, you know, it's a partnership activity. As you know, we have a lot of volunteer instructors that we just couldn't do it without them. But there are some opportunities coming up for the field day. So you can do your online course, you know, right at our website. You can go to michigan.gov/DNR, and there's a link for hunter safety. But what I wanted to point out is we have 2 field days coming up this weekend. There'll be one in Stevenson and one in Baraga. One is going to be on the 26th, and one is going to be on the 27th. So on the 26th, it is in Baraga, and then the next course, which is going to be on the 27th, is going to be down in Stevenson. So if you want to call 228-6561, we can get you those details, but we just want to make sure people can get to the field day. They are listed by county on that link, and they updated it. We just made sure this morning that they're all up to date. And it's also a good source for any type of safety course that you wanted more information on, you know, whether it's boating or ORV or what have you. It's all listed right in that same page.
Excellent. Stacy Hoy, UP Field Deputy for the DNR. Like to get back with you and talk about deer check stations and talk about testing for CWD and other little tidbits with deer season ready to open here October 1st. So can we get back with you later this hour?
Yes, that'd be great, Adam. Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with Stacy right here on The Outdoor Show.